So I should be in the house right now, but I'm sitting in the car. I want to do this recording real quick. Before I forget it, I've been thinking about it for a couple days, I think. Sorry. This is important. Sorry about the coughing. I had something in my throat, I guess. Look. I started asking myself, I thought, why are they trying to wake people up? Why are they letting Instagram, and why are they talking about UFOs, and why are they talking the red? Why are there so many people saying it's a simulation? It's like they're trying to wake people up, but they're actually, what they're really trying to do is they're trying to control the narrative. They're trying to control the narrative to wake people up that it's a simulation, that it's crazy, that the leadership is... think about all the stuff that's been revealed about the presidents, all the movie stars and all this stuff. The reason they're allowing it is because they're trying to control the narrative. They don't want you to see Jesus. They want you to see spirituality without Jesus, you know, which is impossible. But they try to be spiritual without Jesus, you know, through the demons. And the other thing is, why would they want everybody to wake up to the simulation? Because everybody that wakes up to the simulation who's unsaved, they're going to tell them, this is what they're going to tell them. They're going to say, well, if you tithe of the computer, upload your consciousness to the computer, you can live forever. The ones who created this simulation, this simulation for your flesh body is going to die. They didn't care about you. And see, they can never admit sin. I'll try to make this really short. And maybe I'll talk about it more. I'm kind of tired. Been working like 12 hours, something like that. 13, 14 hours. I can't remember. 8 to 8 is 12. I add 2 is 14 hours because it's 10. It's actually 10:20. So 14 and a half hours. So, they want people to wake up that you're in a simulation, but they don't want to see that the reason they're in a simulation and the repeat time cycle, because time is befallen, because they're not going to admit they're sinners. They're going to blame God or whoever created the simulation. And they're going to say, well, you can live forever if you upload your conscience. This is all about bringing about the 666. They're showing that your authorities are just as evil behind the scenes as anybody else. They're trying to crash everything and cause so much confusion and craziness. You know, if you take COVID-19, it's together, cut, identity into AI. So if you decode CO is together, V is cut, ID is identity, 19 is AI. So they're trying to use all these vaccines and all these things they let out to create, try to make you into a automaton. Is that how it is? Automaton, a human robot. They want to tie the machine, the clay and the iron, the clay and the man-made stuff. They want to take the human body and tie it to a man-made computer, machine, AI. Elon, they're all a part of it. And while I'm thinking about it, back to the other video. These unsaved people that want to steal, kill, and destroy, they might not be bent that way. It might be a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a child, a cousin, an aunt, or whatever. They might not be bent to try to harm you, but the devil can take them captive at will, the Bible says. So if the devil takes them captive, they can be brought into it and don't even know what they're doing. Jesus says, forgive them. They know not what they do. Unsaved people can be taken captive by the devil and they don't even know what they're doing. They're going along with it and they can't even see the hypocrisy of, let's say they're trying to take you out. They'll get mad at a TV show because somebody got killed, but they're actually trying to poison you. You know, they're just as guilty as the one they're pointing at. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's insanity. Long story short, it's all orchestrated. And anything that you find doesn't make sense, anything that's confusion, it looks confused. It looks like you're being confused. They're trying to create the confusion so that everybody wakes up. But they want to control the narrative to what they wake up to. UFOs, reptilians, run the planet. They want to control the narrative so that you'll say, I want to escape this simulation and upload your consciousness to the computer, which they can never do because the iron and clay won't mix, the Bible says in Daniel. But they want you to think that it can work. Most of these AIs are probably tied to a rat brain or a dog brain or even a human brain. That's why they're able to do what they do. They would never admit it. So they want to tie everybody's brain in. It's a 666 hive mind. They want everybody to be so awake, woke, whatever, which they're not really awake. If they reject Jesus, they're still slaves to the lies. So they want everybody to be bent out of shape, that everybody cries out for an AI God and everything will be peaceful and loving and fair and equitable and people can play in the multiverse, the metaverse, and make money with the Bitcoin or whatever, and they don't have to work and they just play video games all day. Because a lot of the video games, even Shiba Inu coin, playing the video game, you make money on the game with the coin. My point is, they're trying to crash the whole system, the financial, even their religious system that they made, the churches. They're trying to crash everything to get you to cry out for an AI God or the hive mind, some kind of equitable solution, which it'll never be fair. It'll never be fair because the flesh is nothing but sin. So they want you to think that you can live forever in the flesh. Who would want to live forever in sin, in a state of sin? Think about it. Instead, when you see Jesus, you'll be like him, righteous, like Jesus. Who wants to live in a body that's a sinful body forever? Even if it is a machine, it's still a man-made thing. So they want to control the narrative, and they want to take everybody to hell with them. And they want to believe their delusions that man can save himself. They really believe mankind can save himself. And they're actually building these underground bunkers so that they can live off the people above ground who are the hive, so they're vampiring off the people. They might have some kind of fake reality, but they're still... You're not going to escape. You're not going to escape blood, sweat, and tears, but they think they can.